Jones first. I'm going to play I Want to Be Sedated off of their fourth studio album, Road to Ruin. I don't know if It's Alive, their live album, had come out yet. I think it had. But I Want to Be Sedated, a very good song. Road to Ruin, where their album stopped being classics, but still quite a good album in its own right. Still has a number of good songs, including I Want to Be Sedated. So here we go. Let's give a listen. That was I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones, the greatest rock band ever. That's a good song. It always starts entering my rotation at the end of semesters as I'm just so done with anything. And I'm like, just 24 hours to go. Just get me out of here. Just, I'm done. I'm done in this place. I'm done in this space. It's not the end of the semester, though, so honestly, I'm doing pretty good. And I got some pretty good songs coming up, including my personal hero, Lil Nas X. His album, really more of an EP, is called 7EP. Yeah, see, that's how I know it's an EP. And he's got a song on it called Bring You Down. I know some of you chowderheads have been claiming that this is White Stripes sounding, but it's not. It's, you're just wrong. It is not nearly minimalist enough for that. It is Black Keys sounding. You can tell by the more, slightly more cooked aesthetic as opposed to the White Stripes' more raw sound. Yeah, so, I mean, Lil Nas X going back to that kind of Midwest post-grunge blues garage rock would Bring You Down, or blues influenced, really. Although they have some blues songs. Would Bring You Down off of his pretty good EP, 7EP. And I'm going to follow it up with, a song by the Ray Contours. Jack White from White Stripes is in the Ray Contours. We're going to get two of these kind of garage rocky songs, Bring You Down by Lil Nas X and Sunday Driver, a somewhat recent single by the Ray Contours. It's not too recent, but it was this year. So here we go.
Bring you down. I don't know what's gonna bring you
That's a song that really makes me wish the steel companies would come back. That was Sunday Driver by the Jack White side project. And the song before it was Bring You Down by Lil Nas X. And we're going to make the blues implications of the last two songs explications of this next song. It's by the great blues guitar player and singer Mississippi Fred McDowell. The song's called You Gotta Move, an old classic of his. I think Mississippi Fred McDowell recorded a lot of his songs in the 30s, I want to say. Then kind of him, and I think it was Son House as well, like, you know, back in the days of like the Delta Blues singers in the 30s, they recorded, never really made that much money, kind of retired, lived their lives. And then when the folk revival happened, all the blues, they like came out of retirement and started doing live shows and were able to finally like make some money and get an audience. And I don't know when this version was recorded. You Gotta Move is Mississippi Fred McDowell's most famous song. It's been covered by the Rolling Stones, covered it on one of their albums. Lots of others have covered it as well. Parker Millsap. But this is the original version and definitely the best. It's good. Yeah.
You got to move, you got to move, you got to move, child, you got to move. But one day long, get ready, you got to move. You may be high, you may be low, you may be rich, you may be poor, but one and long, get ready, you got to move. You see that woman that walked the street. You see that policeman out on the beat. But when in love, get ready, you got to move. You got to move, you got to move, you got to move, child, you got to move. But one and all, get ready, you got to move.
That was Mississippi Fred McDowell with You Gotta Move off of The Best of Mississippi Fred McDowell. That's his debut album, actually. He was a cocky man. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Sublime Space Show with DJ Zap McTragic. And I'm playing songs. And this next song is called Electricity by Captain Beefheart and his magic band, off of the album, his debut album, Safe as Milk. Let me give you guys a quick warning here. Captain Beefheart can be a little bit, little extreme, all right? If you thought You Gotta Move had some intensity, Captain Beefheart's like multiple intensities clashing with each other. Very dangerous stuff. But I trust my audience. I trust you guys. I would give you my social security number on air. Just call WJRH and ask for it, really. That's all you gotta do. But no, I trust you guys to handle Captain Beefheart. Also, on Safe as Milk, his first album, a young Rye Cooter is in the band, is in the Magic Band, playing slide guitar. And so this is one of two albums from the 60s that I own, featuring a young Rye Cooter on slide guitar. The other one being Taj Mahal's first album. I think it's called Taj Mahal. But this is not Taj Mahal. This is Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band with Electricity. Alright, you still there? Let me check. Let me see. Hey, no one stopped listening, so I guess you guys were tough enough after all. If you're just tuning in, this is the Sublime Space with DJ Zemek Tragic, and I got many songs for you. I got some Paul McCartney, I got some Frank Sinatra, I got some other things. This next song is by Creedence Clearwater Revival. I'm playing a decent amount of, like, borderline dad rock. But you know what? That's okay. Because once you add in Mississippi Fred McDowell, you undo all the dad rock effects. That's the rules. If you consult the sacred texts, you'd be forced to agree. you know, whatevs. This next song is by Creedence Clearwater Revival, and it's called Run Through the Jungle. It was used in the trailer for The Big Lebowski. Don't ask how I know that. That was Paul McCartney and The Wings with Jet from their album Band on the Run, an album that is there. It's not the best Beatles, post-Beatles album. That would be George Harrison's All Things Must Pass or John Lennon's Plastic Ono Band. But it's still pleasant enough in its own right. And the song before it, Creedence Clearwater Revival's Run Through the Jungle. And the next, we got some songs coming up. Next up, it's going to be Jeff Buckley. His, I believe, one and only full-length album before he died. 1994's Grace, the song Hallelujah, cover of a Leonard Cohen song performed by Jeff Buckley, singing Hallelujah, a cover of a Leonard Cohen song from the album Grace by Jeff Buckley, singing Hallelujah.
Every breath we drew is hallelujah.
Maybe there's a God above.